Are we going, exactly? He asked the assembled group.
After Stryver, said Chigar. And the longer we stand around here, the bigger the lead he'll have.
He bowed to T'Sah Barisha's nephew, who grunted something in reply. The Wigwe and Gamorreans dispersed, marching with heavy tread off to pursue more important tasks. When the spaceport doors opened to allow them admittance, Jet took the four, whistling jauntily as he led them to his berth.
Don't expect much, he said. The Auriga Fire is a loyal old thing, but has seen better days. Like you, eh, old buddy?
He clapped Clunker on the shoulder, prompting a rattling noise that disappeared down the inside of the droid's left leg.
It'll get you from A to B, but I can't speak to anything much else.
He stopped at the disembarkation ramp, where a series of carry bags had been lined up.
Hello, he said. Who might these belong to?
I think they're mine, said Ulla.
His quarters had obviously been emptied while he had wallowed in self-pity in Inkasa Barisha's office.
So you're joining us, Envoy V.E.?
Jet asked with a knowing gleam in his eye.
Yes, he said. If that's not inconvenient.
I can't guarantee that you get back to Coruscant any time soon.
That's okay. I would very much like to leave here immediately.
Right you are.
Jet keyed an elaborate code into his berth, then another into his ship's airlock. The hull was pitted and scarred with dozens of micrometeorite strikes. Ulla fretted about the state of the ship's particle fields, but supposed that if Jet had survived this long, they couldn't be that bad. The airlock slid open. Jet waved him up the ingress ramp.
After you, then. Mind the step. Crew quarters to your right. Guess that's what you qualify as now. Someone's got to help me fly this thing straight.
Ulla grabbed a carry bag as he went by. His sole remaining escort did the same. The ramp creaked and swayed. He wrinkled his nose at the stink emanating from the ship's interior. It smelled like stale Rhodian. The Auriga Fire would undoubtedly be a far cry from the official transport he had enjoyed on the way to Hutta. Still, he didn't care. Utter disaster had somehow been avoided, and for that he was grateful. He was alive, and so was Lorin. He had clean clothes and transport. There was even a chance he might be able to return with information for his masters on Drahman Kos. When he thought back to the despair he had been feeling just minutes ago, his present circumstances seemed positively optimistic.
Stang!
Jet's warning forgotten. Ulla stubbed his toe on the top of the ramp. The Auriga Fire was by no means a luxury vessel. From above, the stocky freighter was almost perfectly triangular, with hyperdrives at the base, sensor arrays, shield generators, and comms at the upper point, and a cockpit slightly off-center in the middle above the main holds. Its low, cramped corridors were arranged in a rough Y, with main hold, crew quarters for five, and a cramped engineering bay at the termini. The cockpit was one level up, accessed by a ladder. Additional holds filled every available piece of ship space, including some, Ulla was sure, that weren't visible to the naked eye. Jet claimed to have had a crew of 10 on the run that had encountered the Cinzia. Ulla wondered how they had all fit in. The ship was hardly understocked in terms of equipment. On the short journey back from the refresher, Ulla spotted a tractor beam, a crude interdiction device, and power supplies for no less than four trilaser cannons.